Okay, it is 5 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday, February 10th, 2026. We'll call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Weagle.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
Daniel.
Here. In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on January 27th. Were there any changes or corrections?
I didn't have any.
I did not see any either. I'll take a motion.
I make a motion to approve the minutes as presented.
I'll second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the county drain assessments. As a reminder to the public, if you are outside of the city limits, then you get on your tax bill, you get a drainage assessment every year, or when the drain needs to be reassessed, or whatever the case is. But for inside the city limits, our stormwater fees effectively cover those drainage assessments. And so in front of you is, or in front of us is the annual, effectively the drain reassessment or the drain assessment for within the city limits. It's for Columbia Realty 1, Dowell L, Gallivan Schumann, Kepner C, Phillips C A, Phillips C number 8, and Phillips C number 11, and totals $35,778.59. This is covered. I'm sorry. What? Well, no, I'm going to total amount requested here.
Oh.
Because you got subtotals of the city parcel plus the right of way. No, that's okay. So this comes to us from the Whitley County Engineer, Brad Allen. So, any questions regarding this from the board? Okay. With that, I'll make a motion that we pay the drainage assessments for 2026, well, tax year 25, payable 26. In the amount of $35,778.59 as presented.
I'll second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is bills.
All right. I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $634,248.57 from the allowance of account payable vouchers dated February 10th, 2026 for checks.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $240,236.69 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated February 10th, 2026 for EFT payments.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable except overtime in the amount of $283,810.14 plus overtime in the amount of $12,104.68 for a total of $295,914.82 for the pay file ending January 23rd, 2026.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Department reports. Jody, you ready?
Yeah. I have a question first.
Okay.
On this valve for the North Water Tower.
Yes.
It takes 22 weeks to get the valve in is approximately time for it.
Okay.
And it, the cost is total for installation, a new control panel on the valve is $79,930.
Okay.
I'd like to get permission to go ahead and order the valve, get it ordered.
And the valve, remind the board the situation.
When the pumps are running, when that tower gets full, it shuts down so that no more water will go in.
Mm-hmm. And it's broken currently.
It's broken currently.
Yes.
And we've tried to fix it last year, and it just, gotcha. Nothing's worked.
Okay. Are you good with him moving forward with that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, now report.
Now you report.
We're still working on getting our inventory done. Also, we're going to have a melt this week, so we're going to be out cleaning catch basins a little probably so we don't have flooded streets.
Yep.
So that's what we're going to be doing.
We're working on stormwater.
Yeah.
Yeah. Questions of Mike? Thank you, Chip.
Working on getting, trying to move the jail off of our list of properties that we own, getting quotes on demo and appraisals on it, and also the same thing with Smith Brothers property and just other things, but I'm drawing the blank now. Sorry. I've been working. I feel like doing my job.
Question, Richard. No question. Thank you. Mike.
Yesterday ordered two sets of pumps, for one for the Irish Glen station and one set for the Wooddale station for the data project on the final phase. What that will do is it will remove the capacitors out of that station, and we'll put VFDs in it, and the VFDs will convert single phase into three phase. So it's a better operation, safer operation for the guys that are working on it. We've done one station, a couple stations like that, and they go flawless. We don't have any issues. We've done a final leak test on a dye store today because of the weather. The last three that were leaking are just pinholes now. So I know if I Spectra Tech that we're good. Been monitoring the blowers. They don't run only when they have to. So, I mean, it's working really good. I just don't want to talk about it too much and then I quit.
Yep.
But so far, so good. And I've worked with power plant in Fort Wayne to quote new valves for the methane switchover on our boiler, sludge boiler. And what we're looking at is the valve in there, it's almost impossible to turn by hand. I mean, you can, but you have to force it. So we put a new valve there, and then we're looking at automated valve too. So if it'll monitor the flow of gas, and if it, then it'll switch automatically instead of just shutting down. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what that's going to cost, but maybe bringing that back to you. And then I'd like to ask the board permission to start the hiring process here in a week or two. Not to add anybody, but for a replacement for a retiree that I did get a letter from, and that person will be retiring the end of May. So.
Good? Mm-hmm. Yep. Move forward.
That's not my letter.
Oh.
Mine's forthcoming.
This will be flown in.
Yeah. Yes. Any questions for Mike? Thank you. Matt?
Registration for baseball, softball is open until March 7th now in the office. You can stop in there and sign up. We had another very successful father-daughter dance this year. We had probably about 423 Friday night, and we had 425 Saturday night. So
we went a little over our 800.
A little bit, but it was well worth it, and we had a lot of volunteers that were very much appreciated to help us out this year. So that went great. We received more estimates on the dog park fencing, and we're hoping I'm going to bring that up to park board, at next park board, and so we'll look over that and probably award somebody at that point. And then we're sending one of our employees, Cashew Hair, going down to get his CPO, which is a certified pool operator's license, at the end of this month, so he can help Tom out with the needs of the pool. And then other than that, we're just getting things ordered and that for spring.
And you have a position that you're hiring for right now that, what, application's closed tomorrow?
Yes, I talked to Beth and asked her that we've only gotten two. So I asked her to go ahead and extend that.
Okay.
So she'll be extending it.
Okay. Question to Matt. Thank you. Terry.
That job position was extended today on the website, so okay. It's already been completed.
Okay.
Been working with the park for a couple new machines at the pool because they're rearranging some offices out there. Mm-hmm. Installed a new copier up at the office, so the girls now have a new copier downstairs and one upstairs, so hopefully that'll work out well for them. It seems to work a lot better than what they had. Hmm. I was at the jail today working with SOS, and we hope to have the door secured the next day or two and a camera installed on the front vestibule so we can monitor that and dispatch.
And so we're done. Questions, Terry? Thank you. Gary?
Let's be clear, the doors are secured.
Doors locked.
The second set are, yes. It's the vestibule that is the barrier.
In fact, no badges will work. That's all been shut down. You have to have a key.
Yep.
All right. Officer Jansen, Officer Bedwell switched FTOs, which is field training officers, and they continue to be progressing very well. Officers Garmin, Locker, and Didion are in their sixth week at the academy, and they're continuing to do well. Kudos to Officer Blocker. She was elected as a squad leader at the academy. I haven't had a squad leader down at the academy for quite some time, so kudos to her. Very proud of her, her efforts on that. This makes my heart happy. All the tornado sirens are currently working properly. So
it's a good time for it to start working properly. So,
so that was as of Monday, so I know there was some gruff going on Facebook about why the sirens going off around 11 o'clock, 11:30, but we've got to do the maintenance on them, and you got to test them to make sure they're working. So that's why that was happening.
Dan was wondering if it was in his mind or if he actually heard something.
Yes. Right.
Several dispatchers went to critical incident crisis communication training last week. I received some mixed reviews of how good the training was. Some loved it, some didn't like it so much. So you have those trainings.
Mm-hmm.
Got firearms training next week for all the officers, and we're just plugging away.
Questions of Gary? Thank you. Sean?
Obviously, we're still working on pole changes in among rural areas. We're focused on Maple Drive today, which there's only 17 customers on Maple Drive. But, we're out there changing poles, getting that up to date. I think we're like 70% complete on a reject poles list, so you guys are doing a great job on that. And we're kind of changing a few of our job descriptions around just to kind of match kind of what we want and what we have been having some of our employees do, working through that a little bit. Our North substation testing that was approved about a month ago was now scheduled for April 6th, so we'll be taking that down on April 6th and de-energizing and doing all the testing on relays and switches and oil in the transformer and everything like that. So that'll be two of the three done in the last year, so that only leaves one more, and it's on a five-year rotation on those, so we won't have to do that again until I retire. Met with the engineer for the OCR project that I had in my plan for this year. We're moving forward, I believe, with what was formerly Spectrum Engineering is now Intrust Engineering and now has been purchased again. So, but it's the same group of guys that have been doing our engineering since 1940, I believe it was. So I'm more comfortable with the new group that has purchased them. That's not an investment group like the last one. They were really pushing them on their billable hours more than their customer service, and that will kind of change with this new group. So I'm confident that will improve. So other than that, just day-to-day activities.
Questions of Sean? Thank you, sir. Tom, we'll come back to you now.
At the last county Board of Works meeting, I spoke about what we were looking to do with our soon-to-be old compressor, because it's really just been a pain in the butt since we bought that daggone thing. Well, that plan has changed. The repair guy that works for Hoosier Fire is also a South Bend firefighter who works on all of their breathing air compressor stuff. And he hated the fact that we were just basically going to make this thing an anchor. I'd really like to ground it. So he found a computer for it, and Hoosier Fire has stepped up to the plate because they sold this compressor to begin with. They bought the computer, sent it to, what used to be Scott Compressors, and had it flashed. We're hoping that when they install it, it fires back up and becomes an operational unit so we can sell this thing outright and get some value out of it instead of parting it out and getting just parts for some more stuff. So there's a whole line of things that have to happen to make all of this work. I spoke with Leslie and the mayor. I'm going to keep you posted on every step of the process so that it's completely visible by everybody how this is playing out. But we're going to try to sell it today or recoup some of our money out of it to do some repairs that we need to do on 102 and its cascade, to make the long story short. So just want to make sure everybody is in the loop. I will keep these two. If you have any questions, I'll put you in the loop as well so you can see where we're selling this thing and how it's all playing out. With that being said, 101, we're still waiting. Adam has had a whole line of street department trucks. Kelly's not here. I'm giving him a hard time. We're waiting to get our truck in to have some oil leaks and coolant leaks fixed. Ours is a very slow leaks. There's no concern we're going to damage it. It's just we got to get the street department to get off the snow so we can get our stuff fixed. A long time ago, I told you guys about a company called Convoy Technologies who wanted to put a camera on our truck for free. We would do a shoot a commercial for them. They would leave that camera on our truck. Finally got that thing up and running. Between Adam, their techs, and Toby, they all got it up and running. It's not that there was anything wrong with it. It's just trying to figure out how to wire it in and get everything. So that commercial, as soon as the weather breaks, I'll shoot the commercial and we'll get that done. So if you see somebody with cameras and everything, that's because of that whole thing. February 17th is Live Burn Day. Over the winter, we've done a lot of trainings in-house. One of those trainings was Fire Instructor 2, which is a certified class so that you can be the head honcho for fire academies and things like that. So the other part to that, your caveat to that, is that you can also then be the overseer of a live burn. So we wanted to get some of our younger guys through that process so that they could step up to the plate and take over some of the training and things in the future. So February 17th, if you want to see that. It's not really much to look at from the outside because all you see is little puffs of smoke come out and you go, wow, that's really neat. But it's not very visible.
Gotcha. Question to Tom. Thank you. Kyla, do you want to introduce yourself? Talk about the youth council, please.
Hi, I'm Kyla Hockmeyer. This is my second year in youth council, and we weren't unfortunately unable to have a meeting last month because of all the weather. But in December, we went to Mary Raber, and we had a bit of a Christmas bash, as you might call it. And that was very enjoyable. Was it November that we went to Autumn Trace? I believe it was November.
Yes, because I was not here. Yes.
Yes, and we've done a lot of Autumn Trace as well, and played bingo there. And in April, we're hoping to have a pickleball tournament. We're currently working on sponsors for that and figuring out which businesses are going to sponsor that. We've divvied up several local businesses in town, and that's what we're working on currently.
Questions of Kyle? Thank you,
just
ma'am.
Know she likes the strawberry candy.
Yes.
Okay. Leslie.
Hi, Leslie.
Marcia. Okay. I think I heard nothing.
Yep.
Couple of things for your information. I'll be back down to Indianapolis tomorrow. And actually, Leslie will be there. Will join me for a portion of that. We're going to keep talking to them about food and beverage tax stuff, so that's exciting. Friday, I'm going out to the water plant to have lunch with our staff. Dan, Saturday is Valentine's Day. Just so you know that.
Hi. Yeah, my wife's birthday is the 18th.
And okay, and you can't double dip. You got to do separate things for both of them. Actually, speaking of that, Monday, this coming Monday, is President's Day, so City Hall is closed in observance of that. And then we have a legislative, so AIM has a legislative dinner on the night of the 18th, and we have board of directors and stuff, so I'll be down in Indianapolis next Wednesday as well. A lot of good things happening. We're I think we've hit that point in the winter where progress and projects are starting to lurch forward, if you will. So things generally speaking, I think, are in good shape. Yeah, I try to keep Chip busy. It doesn't keep him out of trouble, but at least it keeps him busy. So that's all I got. Dan?
I have nothing.
Okay, Lisa.
We actually have one more payment thing.
Oh, we do. Okay.
That I just received. So I will make a motion to pay accounts payable in the amount of $4,259.57 from the allowance of account payable vouchers dated February 10th, 2026 from meter deposits.
Second.
Motion second. Further discussion? All those in favor, say aye. It is unanimous. Anything else?
That is it.
Okay. Anything from the audience? No. Okay. And we have no press. So with that, we will call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.